בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב, השתבח שמו חורף, בריא, תזכור שם רבות נעימות וטובות. So as I pointed out yesterday, now it's a little bit less. We have almost exactly 2 months of nothing until Hanukkah. And then Hanukkah we can start cutting Seder again, right? You know, because whatever, everybody's very big. No, it's wonderful to be medakdek b'mitzvot. But at least for 2 full months, there's zero excuses for anything but learning. That's a lot of masachtot, a lot of simanim and shulchan aruch, a lot of Torah. That's all there is. The only 2 month period in the year with zero interruption. That's a big zach. Rabbi Avigdor, alav shalom, used to say that. He used to say sometimes people feel a little frustrated that during the Hagim, you know, it's as much as you try to learn Yom Noraim and Elul, whatever. But sometimes, you know, there are interruptions and there's slichot and you're tired and then there's chagim. And now you're not tired. And I mean, maybe you are, but the Gemara says, Meforash, Masechet Eruvin, La'ivrei sihara ela legirsa. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the moon, i.e. night, especially long winter nights, only to learn. So, כמו שהרמב״ם אומר, אין אדם קונה רוב חוכמתו, אלא בלילה. וכל הלומד תורה בלילה, חוט של חסד נמשך עליו ביום. It's a big deal. Person should be לומד תורה ביום also, obviously. But especially בלילה זה מאוד חשוב. Anyway, the Or Lezion writes over here in Amud Tzadichet, quotes the Ramchal, הרב אומר שקיום המצוות לבד אינו מספיק, אלא צריך שעבודת השם תהיה מתוך דבקות. It's not enough just to, I guess, go through or fulfill the mitzvot by rote. Person has to be davik b'Hashem Yitbarach. Person has to cleave to him. Shlo yishkach et Hashem Yitbarach. Uchmo b'kiyum mitzvot sheyesh na'asotam al yedei hachana reuya. Just like by all other mitzvot, you have to prepare. The Ari HaKadosh speaks lengthily. I don't know if you ever read l'shem yichuds of mitzvot that you prepare, but every mitzvah has multiple facets. You know that. There's the mitzvah b'machshava. There's the mitzvah b'dibur. There's the mitzvah b'ma'aseh. There's different parts. There's the mitzvah b'olam ha'atzilut, olam ha'bri'ah, olam ha'yitzirah, olam ha'asiyah. There's, every mitzvah has different components. You don't just blah. I'm saying there's the pshat of the mitzvah. There's the sod of the mitzvah. There's all sorts of different components to mitzvah. But the Mesilat Yesharim says that the most important, the goof of the mitzvah is the asiyah, the performance of the mitzvah. The neshama of the mitzvah is the dvekut la'kadosh baruch hu, is that cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kmo ken belimud haTorah bechol pam shelomed gemara o me'ayin batosafot yachdir bedaato shel yedei limud ze zochel liyot davek be'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At this moment that we're sitting down to a seder, you're learning a gemara, rashi, betosafot, halacha, mishnah, musar, whatever it is, you're sitting down, you are becoming merkava la'shchina. You are now a chariot carrying a Kadosh Baruch Hu Yishtabach, Kavyachol. You are becoming part and parcel with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Your Shoresh Nishmato, which is Chelek Eloha Mima'al, is now coming, is fusing with God Almighty. Every time you sit down and learn, it's a big deal. Ve'af b'sha'a she'osik b'masa u'matan, yachol le'argish b'ze, al yedei she'zocher b'chol a'et, et ha'mutar v'asor al pi ha'Torah. The Tosafot, he quotes the Tosafot in Brachot Daf Yud Aleph. I was just thinking of that. Even when you do business, or you go to class, you go out to work, whatever it is, you can be davik b'Hashem Yitbarach. Ech liyot davik. How is that? Ela, don't forget, Yaakov Avinu worked for 20 years, for Lavan. He was a shepherd. He worked. How did Yaakov Avinu stay davik b'Hashem Yitbarach when he was working for Lavan? You ever wonder? Yaakov Avinu went out to work. We learn out the dinim of choshen mishpat from Yaakov Avinu. Chayv la'avod the person who's your boss, you have to work for him b'chol kocho. Like Yaakov Avinu, had he stayed davik b'Hashem Yitbarach, start remembering what's mutar, what's asur, masa umatan be'emuna. Don't do ona'a, don't do gezel, don't be oshek schar sachir. And all of it, why? Because we all work for an even greater boss. You have to be ne'eman. You have to be Yashar, Tosafot, Brachot, Yud Aleph Amud Bet, the Magen Abraham quotes in the beginning of Siman Memvav, Hilchot Birkot HaTorah. It says, Hayitachen, that we make Birkot HaTorah once a day. Other Birkot HaMitzvot, as soon as you're Masiach Da'at, you have to make another bracha. You took off your talit, you took off your tefillin, you want to put it back on. If there's a Seach HaDa'at, no bracha. So Hayitachen, Birkat HaTorah, you made it once in the morning, you davened, you learned the Kol Beseder. You went out to work, you come back from work, you should make another bracha. Why don't you? And especially if a person's working longer than he learns during the day, then certainly that should be a Seach HaDa'at. Lo? Says the Tosfot, no. Why? Because going to work don't necessarily mean a Seach HaDa'at. Because when you go to work, you have to have Divrei Torah Mechudadin Beficha. What's mutar? What's asur? What can I do? What can I do? How can I walk? What can I look at? That's all halachot, which means you're engaged, you're actively engaged in Talmud Torah. Only a real, what's the only thing that serves, if you look in Siman Membav, what's the only real Seach HaDa'at that necessitates an Ubirkot HaTorah? Shinat Keva Balayla. Shinat Keva Bayo, you know what I'm saying? Machloket HaPoskim, Leda'at Maran, Safek Brachot La'akel, no nu bracha. Nachon? Why? Shinat Keva Balayla, when you're really out, okay, fine, that's Seach HaDa'at. But otherwise, you're constantly, how come when you go, interesting, think about it. You go into Bet HaKiseh. Bet HaKiseh is Asur B'Talmud Torah, nachon? So how come when you come out, you should make Asher Yatzar and an Ubirkot HaTorah if you sit down to learn? If Siman? Gimal. Dalet is Netilat Yadayim. Gimal Bet HaKiseh. There's Halachot. Ma Ya'aseh, Ma Lo Ya'aseh, Ma Yidaber, Ma Lo Yidaber. There's Halachot. So you're right, Talmud Torah is Asur in the bathroom, but what? Yesh Halachot. Is a Torah, every step. You know any other religion in the world that dictates how to use the restroom? Can you imagine? What does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares? Does Hashem really care? Yep. He absolutely does. And that's why, that's called Vekut B'Hashem Yitbarach. There's a Pasuk in Mishle, probably the most important Pasuk for day-to-day life. Bechol derachecha da'ehu v'hu yiyasher orchotecha. Bechol derachecha. In all of your ways, whatever you do, know him. Da'ehu is da'et kono. V'hu yiyasher orchotecha. Hashem will straighten out. Hashem will pave the way for you to be matzliach. Bechol ma'asi yadecha. V'hi David lechol derachav maskil v'aduna immo. She'alacha kemoto, says the Gemara. Why? You always stuck to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you stick with Hashem, you win. Ah, what a way to start a winter. You have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shtabach Shemo. Wherever you go, you have Torah, you have mitzvot, you have halachot. You're sitting in an English class right now. You're sitting in political science. Why am I not learning? Hello, hello. You are learning. Why? You're not speaking Lashon Hara. You're not doing Onah Advarim. You're paying attention. You're not cheating on your tests, Chalila. Nachon, ze asur. To Chuvin Reb Moshe, the Isur Gamur, to cheat. Messiah is a different story, but cheating, Hashem Yishmor. That's Gneva Da'at, Asur, Isur Chamur. And if a person, Chalila, gets a degree as a result of cheating, Balagan Gadol. Anyway, Tagidlan. Huh? What's that? Again, I don't want to tell you, I saw certain professors gave guidelines of how they allow it to be used. You know what I'm saying? Bechol derachecha da'ehu. What does Hashem want from me right now? Forget about them for a second. Ha'elohim asa et ha'adam yashar. Behem mavikeshu chishevonot harbe, says Shlomo HaMelech in Kohelet. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us straight. And then what? We get fakrumt along the way. Hashem didn't fakrum us. We did it to ourselves. Elohim asa et ha'adam yashar. He yashar. This is part of nasata v'natata be'emunah. It's not only work. In all of your dealings, courses, it's also dealings. Were you yashar? Nasata v'natata be'emunah. I understand. Sometimes a person's learning, you're in two and a half, three sedarim a day if you're in the masmidim, whatever, nachon? And then a person goes and he blows it. by being not yashar in the English class, you can blow everything you're doing. What's the point of the Torah? What's the point of Torah and Musar? To refine ourselves. La'asototanu yasharim. And then when a person goes and blows it, on cheating, on acting not like a mensch, v'zeh tihi yashar. B'chol derachecha da'ehu dictates that dvekut ba'kadosh baruch hu, always asking, forget about the professor for now. They do care, they don't care. They don't want you to get caught, they do want you, who cares? What does Hashem want from me at this given moment? That's the barometer. That's our moral compass in this world. מדרגות שונות יש בדבקות זו. כשלומד תורה ומבין רק את פירוש המילות, הרי זה דבק בהשם בקדוש ברוך הוא בדיבוק חלש. You learn Torah, okay, you understand the words. That's like, you know when you hang up sukkah decorations, there's different levels of adhesive. You know, there's the decorations of... You know the ones that fall mid-chag and then they're muktzeh for the rest of chag? Nachon? That's low-level adhesive. We're all sukkah decorations. The shaila is how firmly we're adhered. We adhere... No, well... We're glued to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's a very superficial kind of learning, you will easily be led astray to battle. Low quality learning leads to high quality batala. Remember that. High quality learning, thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lofty thoughts of cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leads to no or low quality batala. Remember that. Because if you're feeling a Kadosh Baruch Hu right now, you're feeling him. So why would you batal? Now you're sitting with Hashem. Aval kshishakua belimudo. You know what shakua means? Literally? What does the word shakua mean in Lashon HaKodesh? Sunken. Shkia. The sun sinks. If you are sunken in your learning, which means you are fully enveloped, you're engrossed. Zoche lidvekut betzura chazaka biyoter. Shebeota sha'a shocheh mikol ha'mitrachei svivo. You know, sometimes your neighbors, by the shulchanot shel Beit HaMidrash, sometimes they're battling, you know, again, like, it doesn't even mean anything to you because right now you're shakua. Imagine the sun was in the middle of shkia, it's in the middle of setting, and all of a sudden the sun gets distracted from setting because, you know, there's, you know, people, there's loud music or whatever. You realize that the sun in the middle of shkia never gets distracted? It has a task. In the morning, it needs to be zoreach. In the evening, it needs to be shokea. Once it's shokea, once this process starts, imagine like, oh, you start clapping, you start, you know, explosions and whatever. The sun never stops. Unless you're like Yehoshua bin Nun, Yashemesh b'Giv'on Dom, that's a different story. But otherwise, the sun ain't stopping for anybody. Oh, there's actually one more person in history who did that. Yehoshua bin Nun and Nagdimon. He brought it back up. It was already Shokia, but he brought it back up. B'derech Nis. Siper li Agaon Rabbi Yitzchak Nisim, who was the Rishon Letzion prior to Maran Zichrono Livracha, על גאון ישראל וקדשהו, רב, חיקרי לב עליו השלום. חיקרי לב, he was also a ראשון לציון, היה גאון עצום, גאון הגאונים. He was the maternal grandfather of הגאון רבי חיים פלאצ'י. His name was הגאון רבי יוסף רפאל חזן. That was his name. שיום אחד, אשתו הרבנה עפתה עוגות, והיה זה בליל שישי, ורצתה להצניע את העוגות מפני הילדים, כי הוזמנו להם אורחים לשבת, ורצתה לכבד באלו העוגות. בדרכה היה להגיש בפני חקרי לב כמה עוגיות ממה שהכינה. וחקרי לב זה רבנית, she baked cakes on Thursday night for Shabbat, but she hid the cakes because she didn't want the kids to chap, and that's a very good chap, because they're supposed to have guests בליל שבת, and she didn't want the kids to, you know, steal all the cakes. Her minhag was that בליל שישי, she used to give the חקרי לב, when he was learning, some of the cookies as he was learning. ובאותו ליל שישי, ניחה על שולחנו את כל הקערה. הרב שהיה שקוע בתלמודו, התחיל לאכול עוגיה אחר השנייה, עד שכמעט גמר את כל מה שהיה מונח שם. מרוב שלמד תורה בכל החושים ולא שם לב. זו מדרגה גבוהה של דבקות והשם יתברך על ידי לימוד התורה. She accidentally, instead of giving him like a little plate of cookies, she just put the whole dish there, or the whole pan, and as he was learning on Thursday night, preparing limud lichvot Shabbat, he became so shakua, he wasn't even learning, he didn't chap that he was nashing, he finished the whole cake. What's the point of the story? Not chalila that he was a glutton, but he's completely not ba'olam hazeh, even chap what he was doing. Gone. ויש דרגה גבוהה יותר, וכמו שיעיד רבי שמעון בר יוחאי על עצמו בעדרה זאתה, ורבי שמעון says in the Zohar about himself, כל יומין, והתקטרנה בעלמה, וחד כתירה, התקטרנה בקדושה ברוך הוא. He was always tied with a knot הקדוש ברוך הוא, שהיה קשור לקדוש ברוך הוא כל הזמן, 24 שעות. הלוואי ונזכה לזה לכל הפחות במעט הזמן שלומדים תורה. רבי שמעון הוא זוכה to this level of cleaving to הקדוש ברוך הוא, 24 hours a day. Halevai, we should be zoche for the hours that we pray and learn. Ki oraita v'kutcha b'ruchu chadu, we are all one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah anyway, so let's take advantage. Be'ezat Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow. Yom Tov, uzman poreh be'ezat Hashem.